So when we reported in September, we knew that Twitter had essentially green-lighted this project, right? Jack had come back as CEO. He, as the founder, was willing to kind of make some big changes that I think other people at the company had been weary of making in the past. And this whole idea of restricting tweets to 140 characters, they had decided in September that was something they were going to work on kind of fixing, or at least creating a feature to give people the option to go beyond that. What we reported on today was that it's going to come, hopefully, sometime this quarter. It sounds like March would be the earliest, according to the sources that we've spoken with. And that it would be from 140 characters to 10,000 characters is what they're currently considering. So I don't know if you've ever written 10,000 characters, but that's a lot of words. And
Kirk,
so
how many words is that? I was guessing like
500? God, I was afraid somebody was going to ask me that. I honestly don't know how many words that is. I was reading a few articles online today that looked to be around the 300 and 400 word mark, and they were under the 10,000 character limit. So I guess it depends on how big of words that you use. But you have a lot of runway.
If your update is filled with supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, might be a different story than 4444.
Right. And then, there's emoji, too. So,
yeah. Well, I don't know how you factor an emoji into this whole crazy
thing. I think they're a character. They're one character, but you can say so much. That's what's so great about them. Yeah, so 500 words used to seem like just a little bit back in the day. But now it seems like so much, especially when you consider Twitter. I mean, that is what Twitter is made for. And I feel like it makes me a better writer. I'm more succinct. I can use emoji when needed. Why are they doing this? Why would they take away what makes Twitter Twitter and expand it to 10,000 words?
Sure. I think it's a good question. And a lot of people, as I've learned today through my own Twitter mentions, because I had the wonderful experience of having my Twitter handle attached to the tweet that we sent out with the news. I've been bombarded with people who are pretty upset that this is happening. They don't fully understand it. But from Twitter's standpoint, I think there's two things. Number one, they've seen a lot of people who have more to say than 140 characters. And I think an important thing to point out is that say you use all 10,000 characters, it's not as if I'm going to open Twitter and have to scroll for 5 minutes to get past your individual tweet. I think the tweets are going to, the way that they're kind of experimenting with it right now, the tweets are going to still show up in your timeline as 140 characters. But if there's more to the tweet than that, you would click on a button and the tweet would then expand. So it's not as if I'm going to be forced to read all 10,000 characters that someone I follow has written. But I think they noticed that people were taking screenshots of longer things and sharing them to Twitter. So from a consumer standpoint, they thought maybe this could alleviate that problem. But then I also think, when you look at like what Facebook and Snapchat and Google are doing, they're all hosting content now from publishers, right? And I think Twitter wants to get in on that game. And so this would give them an opportunity to, say, host an actual news story from a publisher like a Recode or a CNET or the Wall Street Journal or whoever it may be. And so I think that you'll see eventually that this leads to Twitter actually hosting content on its platform the same way that Facebook does with Instant Articles or Snapchat does with Discover.
So, Kurt, here's what I thought when I first heard this. Is this just less fancy medium? That sounds like less fancy medium.
Dressed down medium. Medium, but dressed down.
Without all the lovely graphics. What do you think? Well, I mean, how is this really going to be any different when it talks, you use your Twitter handle, you're thinking your thoughts out loud?
I don't know. And it's actually, you bring up an interesting point, of course, because the CEO of Medium is also the co-founder of Twitter and on the board at Twitter.
Right.
And you got to wonder if this poses some kind of direct competition. I'm sure that has been addressed in the boardroom at some point, but it would be very fascinating to be a fly on the wall and hear exactly what everyone thought about that. I think you're right. The way that people get around this right now is they either will post a screenshot of something much longer, or as you pointed out, they'll share a link to the Medium post that they wrote or the Facebook post that they wrote. I guess the difference is that, and as Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, kind of alluded to in a tweet he sent a few hours ago, where he actually took a screenshot of an explanation for why he did this.
Which is a big message right there, just in how that was delivered. But anyways,
totally.
Continue.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he did not confirm the product necessarily, but all but confirmed it. But as he pointed out there, you know, there's also this ability to search for that content now, right? So if I put something, say I write 500 characters and I have certain keywords down in the 400 to 500 character part, you could still find that tweet by searching through Twitter for it. Whereas as right now, if I just uploaded an image, you would never be able to find it. So I think there's some value to them, probably from an advertising standpoint, to have certain keywords that can be searchable versus me sharing a Medium link where I'm then, you know, they don't know what's on the Medium post that I'm now taking people to. But if I share it all on Twitter, all of a sudden they can, you know, target me with ads because of it. They can make it searchable, that kind of stuff. So they want all the content to work the same way the rest of their tweets work right now.
If we could just get back to Medium for a second, because I find Medium fascinating. I think a lot of people don't really understand it. It's used for people who don't otherwise have a voice, and it's great. But it's also, it's a PR tool now. A lot of places, when they want to make an announcement, I know Google's autonomous car division does this a lot, they go there. And I think for the average person, it's hard to tell whether that is, you know, just someone's personal blog or, you know, if it's a news site. And I think that a lot of big companies are taking advantage of that aspect of Medium, that it's not widely known what it is, who's behind this story. And so I think that could be something that Twitter could do different than Medium. Like it's not, and I think Twitter is confusing to some people, but I think they could use it as like it's very clear whose voice this is coming from. It's the person whose Twitter account it is.
Sure. I imagine companies are going to be using it as well, though. I get what you're saying. I guess I'm concerned or expecting that, you know, the official corporate account for company X will just kind of take their blog posts. You know, it used to be a press release. Now it's a blog post. Maybe eventually it'll just form into a tweet, right? And that's the way that they're going to announce news and updates and products. I would not be at all surprised about that. But yeah, you're right. Obviously, each individual person is not going to have a Medium account, but a lot of individual people do have Twitter accounts. So maybe this is a good opportunity for you to kind of put your name on some of the stuff that right now corporate blogs are sharing.
This is not exactly the first time that Twitter has, you know, illustrated a move in this direction either, right? Like it wasn't very long ago that direct messages, that limit was removed. And I think the initial knee-jerk reaction, at least for myself as an avid Twitter user, was, oh, what are they doing? That's at the fundamental core of Twitter. But actually, at least in the case of the direct messages, it's been kind of useful. It's been actually pretty nice to not have that. I think the difference there between that and this will be how is that presented to the users, right? If like you're saying, Kurt, that it's hidden behind the link, kind of in the same way that media is, where you have to click the link and then it reveals the player and you get that and it isn't instead just littering your feed with a bunch of stuff that you always have to scroll through, then I think people will probably get used to it because the fact is people are already doing this, including the CEO of Twitter. They are already taking pictures of really long things and tweeting them because that's the only way that you can do it right now.
I think that some of the public dismay is just, it's like this deep insecurity that people have. They're like, oh my God, I don't have time to write that. I don't want to write that much. Am I going to have to write that much?
Pressure, yeah.
It's like being in English class. They're freaking out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think
one of the most interesting parts, and it only ended up being one small sentence in the story, is, you know, I spoke with one of my sources, and he was telling me that typically, in the past, when Twitter has tinkered with making tweets bigger, that is, you know, either like larger photos or more text or whatever, you know, they've done tests, maybe not in terms of changing the character count, but they've done tests in terms of how much content you can squeeze into a tweet. And what has happened in the past is when there's too much content within a specific tweet, it actually lowers engagement on Twitter. Because, and that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're scrolling through and each tweet is twice as large as it normally is, you're not going to see as many tweets in the same amount of scrolling. So I think that's going to be a key here, right? It's like, how do you give more content without also eliminating engagement? You don't want people, you know, opening Twitter, reading one tweet, taking 5 minutes to get through it and saying, screw this, I'm not going to keep going, because now all of a sudden, you know, they've only read one of 100 tweets that they should be reading. So that'll be an interesting kind of challenge, I think, for the company as they roll this out.
Well, it does seem like they are really trying hard to find a successful model. And, you know, with direct messaging, maybe that, you know, is just trying to become a messaging platform. And maybe with this, it's trying to become more of a media platform, like you were talking about, Kurt, like being a place where you can read articles.